You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
Jersey is closed, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Nick Kunze from Sanlam Private Wealth in Johannesburg. And Nick, before I speak to you, I'm going to give you the numbers and then we can talk about the stories around these numbers. Interesting day. Banks down 0.4%, financials down 0.3%, industrials up just a tiny amount. Retailers down 1.2%, resources up 1.3%, gold shares shooting the lights out in their own small way, up 4.3%, platinum's 3.2% higher, and the all share itself up a third, and the value traded, well, 13.8 on Friday, today 12.9 billion. Nicky Newton King, what's your problem there? It was a really slow day.
Yeah, evening, Lindsay. Actually, there's no other way to summarise it, really. It was like a real sort of, seemed like a vacuum of any sort of news flow. And we're quite used to the shenanigans of last week with Brexit and Donald Trump and tweets and everything else happening. All day today, we were scratching around for news. I guess the only thing that really stood out was a quite a significantly weaker dollar. You know, we walked in this morning off the back of the Chinese markets up about 1.5% on the open, but by the time they closed, they actually closed unchanged. And we had that feel about our markets all day today as well. Although, as I said, the weaker dollar really put under these platinum and gold shares today, and they were a long ways they were flying.
Yeah, that is a big story. I mean, if you look at the most viewed shares on ShareNet, Steinhoff is always there. R1.74 was the close there. But if you look at Sabania, up 5.6%, that particular stock. Okay, it's all to do with good business model, which I think they have, but also the weaker rand. Yeah, the weaker rand because of the, I don't know, what is going on there?
Well, the rand was actually firmed up as the sort of U.S. session, sort of as Wall Street opened up. You know, we typically see the risk on, risk off trade at 3:30.
Yes.
And as I said, the one real standout for me was the weaker dollar. I mean, at one stage, it was down almost 0.5% against the euro, which we haven't seen for a while. And don't forget, this is, I mean, I can't remember if we spoke. I mean, if your listeners will remember that Friday kicks off the earnings season in America.
Okay.
So maybe there's a little bit of, a little bit of nerves coming through, a little bit of difficult positioning ahead of the banks because the banks typically kick it off on the Friday. But yes, that was definitely the story for me, was how the dollar was weak across the board. And also, I mean, we haven't spoken about it, but oil, another new high for the year, that breaking almost $71 against on the Brent. Rumors about supply constraints, more noise about problems in Libya, I believe that the international airport earlier on today. So oil once again is shooting the lights out. So those who said there's no inflation, be careful because it's coming.
Exactly. I'll give you those prices now. Dollar rand 14.12, slightly weaker, which maybe explains some of the resources stocks. So British pound against the rand 18.42, euro rand 15.90, and the euro dollar, well, 1.1265, which is, what, 40 basis points weaker than it was on
Friday? Yeah, I did almost sort of squeeze out almost to 113 at one stage. So it's come back a little bit. But yes, I mean, continuing, as you said, that weak dollar theme.
Commodities now, the gold price is $12.99.5, which is up $7.60 with that slight weakness in the dollar. And this is very interesting because with the slight weakness in the dollar, you see the commodity prices starting to really react. So that tells you that there's some pent-up demand there. Platinum up $8.
Look at platinum.
Yeah, 908.
Platinum up almost $13, eh?
Yeah, it's $908 per ounce. And the the palladium price also doing well at $13.58, which is up $12.50. And the Brent crude oil, $71.27 per barrel. That's the front month of futures. There's a bit of a squeeze going on here because there's backwardation. That's right. The backwardation means that the people are paying more for the spot price of something than they are for the future months. So there's a little bit of backwardation in the oil price at the moment. 71.27. What has Sasol done on the back of that?
Because the Sasol's a bit of a performer. It was up 0.4%, but I mean, compared to the rest of the miners and the like, it's hardly a big move. But 469.22 it closed on the day. That's up 2 rand on the day.
Nice. Okay. And let's have a look at the big movers up and down. I'm just going to refresh my sharenet.co.za screen. But while I'm doing that, what caught your eye today?
Well, I guess, I mean, we were harping on about it all the time, but I mean, Platinum was really a massive outperformer. I mean, you've mentioned Sibanye Gold. What about Harmony Gold? Also up 7.5%. Royal Bafokeng Platinum up almost 10%, 9.36% up on the day. I've got that as the biggest mover. And not to be left behind, Anglo Platinum with only a 5% move, closing at a new high for the year of 835.
And on the downside?
On the downside, we have Kura Holdings down 4.78%, Sun International down 3.9%, Aspen also looked like it was trying to break, you know, managed to get 1 or 2 days above 100, but back down 3% to 95.50. And then it gets a little bit mixed. The usual suspects, EOH still under pressure, down 2.8%, closing at 10.49. And then the retailers, which kept a lid on all those, the retail index, the Astral Foods, Mr. Price Group, etc., all down between 2 and 3% on the day.
Okay, what I've got is the following. Harmony up 7.5%, Kumba Iron Ore up 5.75%, Sibanye 5.5% better, Anglo American Platinum up 5.2%, Goldfields 4.1% better, Aspen a 3.4% loser, Mr. Price down 2.6%, Netcare down 2.33%, Capco down 1.75%, and the same move to the downside for MMI. It's a low volume day, but an interesting split between the JSE, the domestic stocks, and the Rand hedges.
No, very much so. And I think, yeah, as I said, you normally see this little bit of risk on, risk off play. As we have this, risk on, you get a strengthening Rand, which tends to put a little bit on the gold shares, all the precious metals, etc. But today, very much split down the middle. It was difficult to really find any sort of trend today, and maybe that's been reflected as well in the sort of low volume day. But it feels like a bit of treading water. We've got quite a, I think they're calling it Super Wednesday in the American press. You know, us traders like to use all these wonderful names. But that's when you've got the sort of ECB meeting, got rate decisions. You've also got some sort of confirmation on whether it's going to be a hard Brexit or a soft Brexit. So apparently, a lot hinging towards sort of Wednesday onwards. So you might find tomorrow might be a little bit of a low volume day too before Wednesday kicks off.
Super Wednesday. But surely they could come up with some sort of alliteration to Wednesday, Wonderful Wednesday, or Wacko Wednesday, or something like that. Nick Kunze, thank you very much for your time this evening. Nick Kunze is from Sanlam Private Wealth, based in Johannesburg. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.